These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 1st, 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. There is value in showing movies to students in school classrooms, according to Miss Ruth Danforth of the Society of Visual Education in Chicago. She addressed teachers in Elgin about the value of using films and exposing children to what's outside the classroom. She had Jesse L. Smith of Highland Park Schools available to demonstrate with film, displaying the nature of trees that accompanies a lesson about the contribution of trees to both beautify and enhance the natural environment. Mayor Arwin Price took to the plow to task as he turned over soil at the site of a new Western Thread manufacturing facility on Raymond Street. The manufacturing site is the first construction of its kind in Elgin since the onset of the Great War. More than 100 onlookers observed the groundbreaking as Price took to encouraging a team of horses to plow a straight furrow marking the site of the construction. Four Elgin State Hospital employees have been charged with abuse of soldiers being cared for at the institution. The four were arraigned on charges of beating soldiers in the hospital while under their care. The employees were all in the custody of the Elgin police authorities and were held in the city's lockup. Dr. P.S. Winner, hospital superintendent, testified to the grand jury regarding the mistreatment by the four workers. Gust and George Ware, dairy farmers from McQueen Station, have filed for bankruptcy. The petition for bankruptcy was filed with Judge Landis in the U.S. Court of the District Court. The brothers, through their attorney, R.H. Kramer of Elgin, claim shrinkage in the milk market for the situation. They owe some 30 creditors, including their landlord and Carolina Youngs, who sold them cattle. They owe some $5,000 to their creditors. Those were some of the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.